Hello and welcome to the Pregnancy and Postnatal Entrepreneurs Collective podcast. My name is Niamh Cassidy and I am your host. I'm an antenatal educator and lactation consultant. I'm here today live on New Year's Day recording this, and it is going to be unedited because I wanted to get it out there and I won't have time to send it to my podcast editor. So this is the unedited version of the podcast. The reason why I wanted to record today is I have been reflecting on the past year and I wanted to share some lessons with you that I think may also be beneficial for you. So I've got three lessons I'd like to share with you today around life and around business. So the first lesson that I wanted to talk about is remembering your why. So why did you set up your business in the first place? When we're able to bring ourselves back to why we are doing what we are doing, it makes it much easier to get the motivation and energy to do the work that we have to do to make our business a success. So for me, when I'm revisiting my why, I'm thinking about the children, and me being able to work for myself meant that I was able to be more flexible around the children, to be able to collect them from school, to do their homework with them and spend more time with them than I could when I worked in a full-time job. But in addition to that, my why changed over the years or grew, and there were additions to it. So my why for wanting to build my business, for wanting to make it successful, has focused more on my family as a whole, including my extended family. So I want to be able to have a business that can support me and my family, but also where I can support my parents as they age as well. But my parents are retired. We come from a low income area, and being able to provide even a little financial support to them as they grow older is something that's important to me, but also being able to spend that time with them and being able to choose to spend as much time with them as I would like to is another reason for me building my business. Also then, for most of us, we're going to also consider the parents and parents-to-be that we are supporting and the reasons that we want to support those people and the focus that we have on the good work that we do and how our work benefits people and families and babies and children. But in addition to this, for me, my why for building the collective has been around supporting birth workers and postpartum workers to grow their businesses. I saw too many of my peers and my friends either wanting to quit or actually quitting their businesses because they couldn't make it work financially, that the effort that they were putting in wasn't flowing back to them with clients enough to sustain them and their families. And I was recently reminded about this when I saw a post on Instagram from somebody I was following who had announced that after a year they were giving up their birth business and they had taken a full-time job. And this just made me really sad because I know how passionate that person was about the work that she was doing, that when people have to make those decisions, they can be really, really hard. So my work with the collective is around supporting birth and postpartum workers to be able to make their business successful so that they are financially successful and do not have to stop doing that, the work that you love. So you don't have to stop doing the work that you really, really want to do. So when I bring myself back to that why, it really helps me remember that even on the hard days of even when I don't want to record the podcast or I don't want to get in the Facebook group or I don't have a lot of energy, that I really want to be able to support people. And that's why I'm sitting here on New Year's Day in my pajamas recording this podcast for you all, because I think it's important and I think it can be helpful. And when we bring ourselves back to that, when we remind ourselves why it is that we're doing the work that we do. So why are we doing it for ourselves? Why are we doing it for our family? Why are we doing it for the families that we support? That can really help renew our energy. So if you can do anything today, spend a little time reflecting on why do you do what you do, or why do you want to do this work if you haven't started yet? And that can really bring out the energy, the inspiration to get moving and start taking action. So the second lesson that I learned this year is called dropping the sword. And I heard this on a Mel Robbins podcast only yesterday, actually, but I really resonated with the concept of dropping the sword, or to drop the sword. So if you can get a visual of yourself, and if we're walking around with our sword in our hand, raised in the air all the time, ready to fight or ready for the next thing that's going to come at us, probably very few things will actually come our way, whether they are positive or negative. Whereas if we can put the sword down, even lower it to our sides, or put it down completely, it's a lot easier for things to flow into us, for the things that we desire to come our way. But also, it really makes living life a lot more pleasurable and a lot more enjoyable. When we spend a lot of time in fight or flight or in anger, it can be really hard to have energy, motivation, and happiness to really bring our businesses to the next level, or to really bring our families to the next level as well. So part of why it resonated with me is that I had two breakthroughs over the past year, one very personal and one got to do sort of with business, but also in a personal sort of way. So I had held on to a lot of negative feelings towards people who were very important in my life for very many years. And after a very difficult situation with all of us, our relationships effectively ended. Although there was still some level of a relationship, what we had before wasn't there anymore. And that was a very traumatic thing that happened to me a number of years ago. But I was still holding on to some of the anger around that. And that became really apparent when I was at a social situation with the people in question. And it was only after that last situation where I realized, I don't need to hold on to this anymore. I can let it go. And I don't have to continue with those relationships in any sort of even intentional or meaningful way. I'm not putting anybody off or turning them away. But being able to let go of that residual anger that was still sitting there has been absolutely liberating. And it's just a wonderful way to feel inside my body to not have that anymore. And then there was another situation, again, many years ago, in relation to the work that I'm doing now. So in relation to this birth and postpartum work, where another provider acted in a way that I didn't find very helpful, and was actually almost, to me, it felt like they were trying to damage my business. And while I didn't let that get in on me a lot, as in it didn't bother me that much, I still felt quite negative and resentful towards that person and the situation that happened. And I would often, in company that I was felt comfortable in, I would talk about that situation. And I've alluded to it on the podcast a couple of times as well. But this year as well, that just faded away, and I have absolutely no interest and no feelings towards that situation or that person anymore. And honestly, it's just such a nice way to feel, to not have that sword up when that person's mentioned, or not have that sword up when those other people who are in my life are around, and to just be like, it's okay, I don't have to feel this way anymore. So if you're the type of person who is constantly waiting for either something bad to happen, or if you're harboring any sort of anger or resentment towards people, I would really encourage you to see if you can do some personal work around letting that go, because it really, really does feel wonderful to let it go. And it also makes me feel so much freer to do the things that I want to do, because I'm not considering those people. Even if I wasn't consciously doing it, they were sitting in the back of my head, and now they're not. And it's just wonderful to not feel any sort of pull towards that negativity anymore. So we had the first lesson, which was around remembering your why, the second lesson around being able to drop the sword, and the third lesson that I have learned this year is around balance and boundaries. So let me talk to you about this a little bit more. At the start of 2023, my word of the year that I picked was balance. And I picked that word because as I was building the business, I found that I was taking more time away from the family than I wanted to. And I set out to create this balance between my work and my life. And I was quite successful, in fairness, in doing that. And I changed my processes. I changed a lot of things around creating balance in my life. But I know that level of balance can seem elusive. It can feel like something that's hard to obtain. And I think sometimes it's because we don't actually understand what balance means, and that it's not a weighing scales of equal proportions. And at different times, the weighing scales will be tipped in one direction or another. And it can change for very many reasons. So it can change in relation to the stage of the business that you're in. So if you're in the early building stages, you might be spending more time on the business than with other things that you enjoy, or you might be taking some time away from family time to build your business because you're looking at the end result, which is going to give you more freedom and time. And when that's a conscious decision, one that you've made in good faith and that you feel comfortable with, it's okay to maybe work a bit more than what you would like to ultimately in the long run. But sometimes as well, we don't have those choices, aren't as clear cut, depending on maybe the stage our family is in. If we have very small children or very small babies, or we have children with additional needs, we may not be able to give that level of time to building our business. So what we might find in our balance then is that it's a longer game. So it's a longer strategy to be able to be in that building phase. But again, it's about making conscious decisions around the balance of life and work and business and fun and everything else that goes with it. And even then, if we plan everything really well, we make really conscious decisions, things can happen. Things that we didn't expect. So for me, this last year, my mum had an accident, and I was unable to work for a number of weeks because I consciously decided that I was going to be the person that was going to take on the lead role in relation to managing her care with the hospital and the rehab center, and with my dad. And I was going into a launch phase for Birth Pro Boost, our signature program, and I was just about getting ready to launch that program when all of this happened. So I had to make a decision then to postpone that launch, to push it out a little bit further, and to deal with the unexpected life event that had come. So balance can be swings and roundabouts. As I said, it's not always an equal scale, and sometimes we just have to readjust things as we go along to make them work for us. But it's also important when we're talking about balance to mention boundaries, because it's really hard to find any sort of balance in our life if we don't have any intentional boundaries. And as birth workers, we're quite often givers and helpers and supporting people, and we can quite often have a hard time saying no. And that can be a really difficult thing when we realize that we really can't do everything and that we need help, or that we're not able to help the person or the organization or whoever it might be that is asking us to it when we would normally say yes. So being able to bring some boundaries into your life will really help with balances as well. And again, they need to be intentional. Now, if you are listening to this in early January 2024, I am going to be running a workshop on this around balance and boundaries on the 10th of January. So there should be a sign up link in the bio or in the podcast episode description there for that. And really what we look at in this is lots of the practical techniques that we can do, so things that we can actually easily implement in our lives, but then so also some of the mindset shifts that we need to take to get balance and boundaries in our lives, because our businesses will really be much more successful when we have that. And I know I found that very much so. When I was able to be much more intentional, when I was able to create a separation between work and family life and things I wanted to do and different things like that, that actually I found myself working a lot smarter rather than a lot harder, and being able to get a lot more actually done, but spend more time with my family and doing the things that I wanted to do as well. And it's really important that we're able to do this. And for me this year, that big lesson, I got reminded of that lesson again just in the last couple of weeks, where I had intended on working up to a few days before Christmas. Then I was going to take a week off, work for a few days in between Christmas, and then take a couple of more days off. But due to some circumstances with some clients that I was working with, I ended up working right up to the day before Christmas Eve. And I had to stop and think, because I had 2 days in between Christmas and New Year's Day where I was going to work, but I was exhausted. And I really wanted to work those days, because I know that a lot of people don't, and a lot of people who need lactation support find it hard to get it during that time. But also, I had to think about myself and my family, and I really, really, really needed that time off. So I haven't worked from Christmas Eve until today, which is New Year's Day. I am back seeing clients tomorrow. But that has been so restorative for me. I feel much fresher. I feel much more excited about going back to work tomorrow rather than dreading it. And, you know, I've spent my husband have spent the last 3 days in our pajamas, just chilling out and being really Christmassy and festive and relaxing. Well, I got dressed yesterday to go and do some shopping, but other than that, we have just relaxed and stayed home and spent some time together playing board games, playing computer games, eating, and just having a lot of fun. And it's been really, really nice, and it's been something that I really needed. So I hope those lessons that I've talked to you about today, the lessons around remembering your why, around being able to drop the sword, and about being able to find balance and boundaries, are helpful for you in starting this new year feeling excited and motivated and ready to build the exact business that you wanted and help all of the people that you want to be able to help. So happy new year. I hope you have the best year ever, and I will talk to you soon. Bye.